In 10 minutes, it'll be 7 o'clock.
Thanks for joining us for our coverage of the commencement exercises from Canby, Minnesota this evening. Brought to you by New Leaf and Floral, American Family Insurance, Anhalt Plumbing, Canby Chamber of Commerce, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Canby Drug and Gifts, Canby Farmers Grain, Canby Meat Center, Cleveland Chevrolet, Cliff Beesman Trucking, Doug Service and Marine. Our graduation coverage brought to you by Farmward Cooperative, First Security Bank, Helena Agra, Hero Sports Bar and Grill, Independent Oil Company, Jim's Market, K&M Auto Wash, Cadet's Chiropractic, Cornerstone Cravings and Bakery, Mortgage Capital, Nemitz Insurance, Olson Sanitation. Our coverage of the Canby commencement exercises also brought to you by Panka Insurance Agency, P.K. Egan's, Rangard Electric, SMI and Hydraulics, Southwest Insurance, State Farm, Tony Arata, Sturdivant of Canby, and Haugen Insurance Agency.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Canby High School commencement ceremony here in the high school gymnasium. And join me right now is Dr. Robert Slava, principal of Canby High School for the 30th year, Bob.
Yes, sir.
30th and final year.
That is correct. I will retire in roughly have about 6-7 days left. I'll retire at the end of the school year here, and it's been an absolutely wonderful time being the high school principal here. The community and the kids have treated me well. God has blessed me heavily to be able to do this job for the last 30 years. One of the major memories I have is when we had you come and do our graduation in the park. Oh my goodness.
COVID, first year of COVID.
That's correct. That was probably the coup de grace and a decision trying to make so that we could find a way for our kids to have graduation. And that was wonderful, using Q92 as our speaker system around so that the cars could come and grab that.
But, how did that work again in the park? How did that go?
That went extremely well. What we did was is that we had everybody come to the park, and there was this, one of the smallest classes we had. And so everybody had a parking spot around the park, and then nobody else could be there. And then what would happen is that I would announce the name of the graduate over Q92, and everybody had their radios to Q92. So then when I announced the graduate, that their car would back out, come around, get their diploma. And so we could have a ceremony for our kids. There were people that didn't do that.
Wow.
Talking to you guys and being able to do that was phenomenal. And then one of the greatest lines I had with you was they said that you had mentioned that, you know, you guys, there were people from Florida all the way to Alaska.
Arizona, California.
Yes, yeah. It was incredible to me. So then that became a process that I said, maybe we should do this again.
All right, yeah. And we have.
Absolutely.
And I appreciate you doing that, Bob.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Appreciate that. So, well, talk about the festivities here tonight, celebrating the class of 2026.
Yep. This is the 130th graduating class at Canby High School. Canby High School, I think, its first graduating class was in 1897 or 1898. I can't remember how that exact count came. But the first year I was here, we had 100, and now we have 130. And what we have is that we will have a program tonight that the seniors talk a little bit about the future, and we do have a presentation. But the meat and potatoes of it is that over the past 30 years, we have always had graduation where we have the scholarships that we give out,
right,
that we give here. And tonight we have quite a few. We're going to have our largest number ever, and I'll announce that as we get closer to that. But very pleased that I continue to tell kids this, and this class and I have been bonded a little bit more than others because I've had senioritis just like they had senioritis, and I wanted to leave just like they wanted to leave, and I could feel for them as well. So very special time, but I keep telling people, the kids, this community likes you, and I think tonight the community will show that as we go through.
Great community support
for
the school.
Yes, very much so.
Every year.
Yes, they like our families in this community raise great children. Mm-hmm. And when you have great children, and I don't mean athletes or scholars or anything, but kids in general, it's much easier to be a high school principal.
Yeah,
so
that's for sure.
A lot of credit goes out to our parents.
How many kids are graduating?
We have 54.
54 today.
It'll be the largest class probably for another 10 years. We have a couple of them in the 50s, but most of them in the 40, 45 range.
Okay.
So,
you have a special thing happening with the class of 97 or something?
Yeah.
What's that about?
Well, Tovia Zitzman, who was at, in 1997 was Tovia Kruger, graduated there, and she had discussed with me earlier this year about would it be okay if we did that, and basically what that is they're coming up here around 6:30, and we're going to take a picture with anybody from the class of 97 that is going to be here. So that'd be kind of special.
And they have some of their kids are graduating.
That is correct. Yeah, actually, Tovia Kruger, who is now Tovia Zitzman, her daughter will graduate. Yes, okay. That is correct.
How does that make you feel then?
Oh my God! You know, the days go by fast, but the years, or the days go by fast, but the years slowly, and whatever that is. But it makes me feel somewhat old. But I also really don't feel all that old because you're around kids all the time.
Yep.
You know.
Yep.
So.
What name some of the highlights of your 30-year career here as principal of Camby? What sticks out in your mind right off the bat?
You know, 9/11 was one where you had to kind of have some things to do for your school. You had to take care of the kids real quick. That was one. Mm-hmm. I think we've had a pretty good run in the early part of the career. We had a number of athletes. We went to the state football playoffs in the early 2000s. We went to the state basketball tournament a boys basketball team.
And your son was a part of that team.
Yep.
That was exciting.
Oh my God.
It was exciting. It was a loss.
Yes.
Three overtimes, was it?
Is correct.
Okay.
That is correct. Yeah.
Yep.
Very, very exciting to be able to watch the kids play up there. We've had a number of kids. We had a student get the AAA award from the region and went up to the state and competed with that a number of years ago. Watching our kids go from about 60%, 70% that would go to a four-year school and only 20 or 30 to a two. Now we're 50-50. To watch the Blue and Gold Foundation grow from giving out about 8,000 to well over 200 tonight that all have the amount of scholarship money that has been here. To be able to pray with the kids, that they asked me to do the prayer at prom, that type of stuff. Those are real special events for me that as I've gone through to be able to do this. And also to have graduation. And I tell people a lot that graduation is the thing. There's nothing better.
That's right.
Everything else is part of the school. Graduation is what you're here for. And we're blessed this year to have 100% graduating class.
Yeah. Haven't you been blessed to follow these kids?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Their college career and their business career, how they turn out.
They have the Blue and Gold Foundation does a tremendous job. They have a Spotlight to Success program that they do, and they on their Facebook page they have kids, or I shouldn't call them kids, my bad, people, because after they're done here they shouldn't be that way, but we have a lot of people that have been very successful from Camby High School.
Okay.
That are spotlighted by Blue and Gold. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, yes. That's awesome. We're in the gymnasium here. We're moments away from the opening of the Camby commencement ceremony. It's kind of a different setup. We're on the other end of the gym now.
We had to turn it around because we have a new video board that we're going to play the senior speaker or the senior video on, and it's pretty cool.
Awesome.
I mean, the Board of Education did an addition in the last year, and this was part of it. And that addition, in my opinion, was one of the best things the board has done. We redid our industrial tech in our ag department, our CTE wing, got an entirely overhaul upstairs on second floor, and we got some good stuff into our sports here, too, as well.
I love my new broadcasting booth up there, too. And I'm sitting right next to the band today. I should have brought my trombone.
Yep, we are able to move the band and get some things done, and the people will hear it better.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, Dr. Slaba, thank you so much for having me come and set up here for the ceremony in the last few years. I appreciate it. Thank you for all you've done for Camby High School
in
the 30 years. And so.
Appreciate it, my good man.
Yep, thanks, Bob.
Talk to you later.
Yep. All right, that's Dr. Robert Slaba, principal of Camby High School. And we'll just take a short break here, and we'll come back with the Camby High School commencement ceremony.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
You may be seated. Good evening, parents, families, friends, faculty, and the graduating class of 2026. As we begin our celebration, I want to welcome you to the 130th graduation ceremony of Canby High School and give a few thank yous. To the parents, grandparents, and guardians, thank you for your unwavering support, your encouragement, and your patience. To the teachers and staff, thank you for your dedication, your guidance, and your confidence in every student sitting here. And to our graduates, you have grown not only in knowledge, but in character. You have learned that success is not only about grades, but about resilience, determination, and the courage to try again when things don't go as planned. As you step into your next chapter, we have confidence that we have given you the solid foundation you need for a successful future. Congratulations, class of 2026.
Doing a slide presentation right at the moment, and the audio is a little low on that, so we'll just fill and sit tight here as the commencement exercises resume in Canby.
Often told that we were the worst grade in Canby Elementary School, so it might come as a surprise that today we're graduating as a class of 2026.
Which means one of two things happened. Either we improved a lot or everyone else just got worse. Good evening, everyone. My name is Carly Wallum.
And my name is Isaac Ballard, and we are honored to represent the class of 2026.
We hope you enjoy this speech. We actually did it this morning, so if anything goes wrong,
we would like to thank ChatGPT in advance.
All jokes aside, the experiences we've shared have shaped us into the class ready for whatever life throws our way.
Tonight, we want to celebrate the journey that brought us all here.
When we are transitioning from our small elementary school into a much bigger, more intimidating high school, things were already changing quickly.
And then COVID hit, making everything harder.
It locked people inside,
made everyone a little socially awkward,
and took away some of the moments we have all been looking forward to.
For example, our school patrol field trip to Valley Fair.
Let's be honest. The whole reason anyone stood out there in the rain holding those splintered stop signs was for the field trip.
In hindsight, maybe missing that field trip wasn't so bad, because when a bus is involved with our class,
things tend to go up in flames.
Transitioning during COVID was not the only challenge that this class faced.
We had to adapt to a construction project that I'm sure won't be done until we settle down and have kids of our own.
It seemed every hallway had some wires sticking out of the ceiling or caution tape blocking something off.
At times, it felt like we were attending school inside an active construction site.
But honestly, if this whole college thing doesn't work out, I'm pretty sure most of us could get a job in construction since we've already been apprenticing here for a few years.
Despite everything, this class has learned so much through a journey that went by way too fast.
We have learned how to support each other.
We have learned about ourselves.
We have learned how to push ourselves past what we thought was possible.
We have learned how to study.
But we have also learned how to enjoy ourselves.
We have learned how to finish an assignment 5 minutes before it's due,
which, according to some of us, is still technically working ahead.
we have learned that win or lose, you can always celebrate with fireworks after.
Most importantly, though, we have learned that we can accomplish anything we set our minds to.
Whether it's setting school records,
acing a test,
finishing a paper,
or pushing past our comfort barrier, this class is and will forever be great.
Even Dr. Slaba said that this year we're the best senior class.
And we're just choosing to believe that that wasn't just because we're finally leaving.
Isaac, Kaka? Something I believe this class exhibits is our family values.
We believe that the pillar of family love is one of the strongest things in life.
Behind every single graduate here is someone who has supported them each step of the way.
Whether it's a mom or dad,
a teacher or coach,
a brother from another mother,
or a grandparent that could or could not be here with us tonight.
These are the people who sacrifice their time, patience,
and sometimes their peace and quiet so that we could succeed.
They woke us up in the morning.
They listened to us complain about classes.
They offered advice when life felt confusing.
And they reminded us that our world is bigger than the walls of this school.
When this seemingly endless program finally comes to an end,
take a moment to turn to the people who are here for you today and thank them for their love,
their support,
and for helping you reach this milestone.
As we move forward, I encourage you to be sentimental,
but do not dwell.
Look forward to the future because it is coming whether we are ready or not.
Embrace changes the same way we have all throughout high school.
Take the chances you've always been too afraid to take.
And let us remember, when Google says turn left,
take the right path.
Time waits for no one,
so don't spend yours waiting to live.
Thank you all for being here today.
And congratulations to the class of 2026.
The Blue and Gold Foundation, represented by President David Vogt and Vice President Ryan DeVos, would like to award the following scholarships. The Blue and Gold Valedictorian Scholarship of $2,300 is awarded to Alyssa Hoffman, and the Salutatorian Scholarship of $2,300 is awarded to Jaron Hausman.
The Blue and Gold Foundation provides scholarships to all Canby High School graduates who qualify. Started in 1985, the group had a goal of raising enough money to provide each graduate with a $1,000 scholarship.
The five $1,800 Esther and Wesley Harm scholarships are awarded to Isaac Bullerud, Kelsey Eichens, Jaden Schmidt, Ella Tubson, and Carly Wallum.
The Esther and Wesley Harms Endowment Scholarship is one of the first endowments Blue and Gold received. Their gift has helped Canby grads since 1985 and continues to provide funds for future grads. Endowments and memorials help keep the Blue and Gold Fund healthy. If you'd like to contribute in that way, check out the Blue and Gold website.
Two 1,800 G.O. Miller and Carolyn Miller scholarships go to Cooper Peshek and Amaya Verhelst.
The G.O. Miller and Carolyn Miller scholarships are given to students entering an ag-related field. In the case where there are few ag majors, this scholarship is open to others.
The Betty Merritt Memorial Scholarship of $1,800 is awarded to Bryn Cockleman.
Betty Merritt taught at Canby Public Schools from 1948 to 1985. She treasured learning both in the classroom and out. She found that she learned from her community volunteer work in ways different from general studies and felt that we all have a duty to give back.
The Canby Firemen award a $900 scholarship with a matching scholarship from Blue and Gold to Abigail Westfall.
The Canby Fireman Scholarship is awarded to a student attending a two-year institution. The Canby Firemen raise money through a yearly steak fry and calendar sales. They are happy to support our hometown kids. Canby Fireman Scholarship.
The Edward and Arthur Dvorak family would like to award two scholarships of $1,800 each to Rana Angismo and Reese Sanow.
Memorial scholarships are awarded to graduates in two areas, one entering an agricultural or business major, and the other to a graduate entering a nursing or healthcare field. This is the Edward and Arthur Dvorak Memorial Scholarship.
The Harold and Glendore Bliss family would like to award a $900 scholarship with a matching scholarship from Blue and Gold to Lucas Wisniewski.
The Bliss Scholarship is awarded to a student who is pursuing either ag or nursing. It was given in memory of Harold and Glender, who farmed near Canby. Glender was also a nurse and volunteer at Canby for many, many years.
The Milt and Lois Hansen Memorial Scholarship of $1,800 goes to George Steffen.
The Milt and Lois Hansen Memorial is given to a student pursuing an ag-related major. Milt and Lois Hansen farmed near Canby. Lois continued to farm after Milt passed away, and she was active in many community organizations.
The Dakota Wind Ben Tufson Memorial $1,800 scholarship goes to Cash Antony.
This scholarship is given in memory of Ben Tufson, a 1998 graduate of Canby High School and former EMS employee. It is awarded to a student pursuing a renewable resources or science major.
Delon Clarkson will present the Helena Agra Enterprises $900 scholarship with a matching scholarship by Blue and Gold to Olivia Cleveland.
Helena Agra Enterprises is happy to award a $1,500 scholarship to a senior as a token of thanks to the community for support shown over the years.
Allison Winters will present the Levon Frau Winters Memorial Scholarship of $1,800, which is awarded to Genevieve Butler.
Levon Frau Winters was a teacher at Canby High School from 1971 to 2006. She taught English, theater, language arts, media, and German, as well as coaching the speech team, directing plays, and
Danielle Frazier, Ashley Frazier Cole, Nathan Cole, and Tate Frazier will present the Reed Frazier Memorial Scholarship. This is the inaugural year for this scholarship. Reed is fondly remembered by family and friends as a teacher, as a leader in many areas. He served as the Blue and Gold president for 5 years, as a girls' assistant basketball coach for many years, was active in Rotary, and as an elder in his church. This scholarship of $900 with a matching scholarship from Blue and Gold is awarded to Sophia Hansen.
Reed Frazier was a 1997 graduate of Canby High School. He served as the Blue and Gold president, Canby Rotary Club, and coached girls basketball at Canby High School. This scholarship is awarded to a student demonstrating community involvement and church involvement, the Reed Frazier Scholarship.
David and Sophia Vogt will present the Sally Vogt Memorial Scholarship. Of $900 plus a matching scholarship from Blue and Gold to Hannah Grusing.
Sally Vogt was an avid supporter of the Canby Public Schools. She served on the Canby School Board for 20-some years and chaired the board of a regional education cooperative based in Marshall for the same length of time. Sally's parents were charter donors to the Blue and Gold Foundation, and Sally served on that board as well. This scholarship is given to a female who demonstrates leadership qualities.
Cindy Schlafman and Muriel Guberud, Muriel Guberud, representing the Guberud family, will present the Orville and Muriel Guberud Family Scholarship. This is the inaugural year for this scholarship. Orville was a Canby graduate of the class of 1959. He farmed and operated Tri-County Feed and Fertilizer in Canby. This $900 scholarship with a matching scholarship from Blue and Gold is awarded to a student pursuing a degree in agriculture or healthcare. This year's recipient is Sophia Vogt.
Orville Gubarud was a 1959 graduate of Canby High School and received a degree in animal science from South Dakota State University. He dedicated his life to agriculture through farming and owning and operating Tri-County Feed and Fertilizer. His wife, Meryl, graduated from South Dakota State University with a dietitian degree.
Blue and Gold would like to present the Mark and Stephen Schultz Memorial Scholarship of $1,800 to Courtney Antony.
This scholarship is given in memory of Mark and Stephen Schultz, who were Canby High School graduates. It is awarded to a student entering an ag or medical-related field.
The Berkus Manufacturing Agricultural Innovation Scholarship of $1,800 is presented to James Amrath.
This scholarship was donated on behalf of David Berkus. Berkus and Berkus Manufacturing to be given to a student interested in agricultural and agricultural innovation. Berkus Manufacturing produces scales Dave had patented to measure and test grain.
The Canby Masonic Lodge number 47 presents a $1,800 scholarship to Kaylee Demmer.
The Masons of Minnesota affirm their faith in education and public schools by presenting a scholarship based on work habits, attitude, ideas, sense of purpose, degree of self-direction, leadership, loyalty.
The community initiative scholarships of $1,800 each will need to be presented in two sections. It is too large of a group to bring on stage at one time. The first 14 scholarships are awarded to $1,800 each to Noah Anderson, Andrew Bach, Parker Baldwin, Dylan Christensen, Elizabeth Daniels, Addison Dreesen, Sierra Dice, Trayton Nations, Levi Fairchild, Olivia Fuller, Rainer German, Harper Grunoff, Grace Hansen, and Caden Hoschild.
The Blue and Gold Community Initiative Scholarship was created to provide every qualifying student graduating from Canby High School with a scholarship for post-secondary education. Students must apply for the scholarship and must be a senior at Canby High School, taking a minimum of 3 credits per semester. And this year, 28 students are receiving the Community Initiative Scholarship. Each recipient receives $1,800 each.
The next 14 Community Initiative Scholarship winners are Isaac Herbaugh, Casey Hoyland, Isabel Husabas, Logan Hunt, Elizabeth Camrath, Nayeli Maldonado, Keith Miller, Emily Nelson, Joel Otto, Carter Potts, Desmond Reppy, Jace Sigler, Joseph Steffen, Cody Stahl, and Abigail Zitzman.
And the Blue and Gold Community Initiative Scholarship was created to provide every qualifying student graduating from Canby High School with a scholarship for a post-secondary education. Students must apply for the scholarship and must be a senior at Canby High School, taking a minimum of 3 credits per semester. And this year, as I mentioned, 28 students are receiving this Community Initiative Scholarship, and each will receive $1,800. Community Initiative Scholarship.
Chantel Baer and Don Arata will be presenting the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Foundation and First Security Bank Canby Scholarships in two groups. The first recipients are Cash Antony, Courtney Antony, Genevieve Butler, Olivia Cleveland, Addison Dreesen, Sierra Dice, Kelsey Eichens, Rana Engismo, Hannah Grusing, Jaren Hausman, Isabel Husabas, and Bryn Cockleman.
Mm-hmm. The L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Foundation, in conjunction with First Security Bank of Canby, has given $872,250 in scholarships since 2003. This year, $143,000 is being awarded to Canby first and second year applicants. Applicants must maintain their primary banking relationship with First Security Bank to be eligible. Since the foundation's inception in 1993, it has awarded a total of $9 million in scholarships to the First
Security Bank. The next group receiving L.A. Amundsen scholarships are Emily Nelson, Joel Otto, Cooper Peschick, Carter Potts, Reese Sano, Jaden Schmidt, George Steffen, Joseph Steffen, Ella Tufson, Sophia Vogt, Lucas Wazinski, Carly Wollum, and Abigail Zitzman.
Since the foundation, the L.A. Amundsen Foundation, inception in 1993, it has awarded a total of over $9 million in scholarships throughout the First Security Bank Group. And the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Foundation, in conjunction with First Security Bank Canby, has given $872,250 in scholarships since 2003. This year, $143,000 is being awarded.
Allison Nelson, representing the Sanford Health Network, Canby, awards a $2,000 scholarship to Joel Otto.
Sanford Canby Medical Center is pleased to offer a $2,000 scholarship opportunity for students pursuing a post-secondary degree in a health care-related field. By offering this scholarship, they are making an investment in our region's future workforce and the communities we serve.
Marion Denekamp will present the Lee and Marion Jensen Denekamp scholarships of $1,000 to students attending either SDSU or Lake Area Technical College and majoring in education or agriculture. This year's recipients are Addison Dreesen and Kelsey Eichens.
Lee and Marion Denekamp grew up in Minnesota, and Marion graduated from Canby High School in 1947. When they got married, they lived in Canby for many years before moving to South Dakota. Marion wanted to support Canby graduates who are studying education and or agriculture and for students attending either SDSU or Lake Area Technical College. This is the Lee and Marion Jensen Denekamp Scholarship of $1,000.
The family of Taden Cruz would like to present the Taden's Purpose Award of $1,000 each to two students in Taden's memory and honor. This year's recipients are Grace Hansen and Jaron Hausman.
The Taden's Purpose Scholarship is given in memory of Taden Cruz, class of 2023, who passed away in 2021. This scholarship is awarded to students who exhibit the qualities of respect and kindness with the hopes they continue to share these gifts with others. It's called the Taden's Purpose Award, $1,000 each to two students, Grace Hansen and Jaron Hausman.
Haley and Hadley Noyes will present the Brad Noyes Memorial Scholarship of $1,000, which is awarded to Joel Otto.
A scholarship of $1,000 is awarded in memory of Brad Noyes, a 1992 grad and five-year varsity wrestler. He is lovingly remembered by family with this scholarship of $1,000.
Lauren Hacker will be presenting the Jerry Jingles Memorial Scholarship of $1,000 to Cash Anthony.
A scholarship of $1,000 is awarded to a senior wrestler. It is given in memory of Jerry Jingles, who was head coach of the Canby wrestling program for 23 years. The wrestler selected emphasized qualities valued by Coach Jingles of hard work, dedication, and leadership both on and off the mat.
Members of the Kack and Clarkson families will be presenting the Mandy Clarkson Kack Unsung Hero Award Scholarship. This is the inaugural year for the scholarship. It is given by her family in memory of her spunky attitude and fighting spirit. This $1,000 scholarship recognizes an individual who has made impactful contributions to our community through acts of kindness, quiet dedication, selfless service, and resilience in the face of adversity. This year's recipient is Alyssa Hoffman.
The Mandy Clarkson Kack Scholarship is given to a student who works behind the scenes without seeking recognition and highlights the individual who consistently goes above and beyond, demonstrating acts of kindness, leadership, or overcoming challenges to make a difference in our community. Mandy was a courageous spirit who lost her battle to cancer last year.
Dr. Robert Sava Jr. will present the next six scholarships. The Yellow Medicine County Corn and Soybean Growers Association is sponsoring two $750 scholarships, which are awarded to Cooper Peschick and Sophia Vogt.
The Yellow Medicine County Corn and Soybean Growers Association is a farmer-run organization comprised of local corn and soybean farmers. This organization promotes soybean usage to help enhance profitability for our local farmers. Each year, a scholarship is awarded to a senior who plans to advance their education in an agriculture-related field.
The Lincoln County Corn and Soybean Growers Association would like to award a $1,000 scholarship to Hannah Grusing.
The Lincoln County Corn and Soybean Growers Scholarship is given to a student who lives or whose family farms in Lincoln County. The student should be experienced in agriculture and active in their community. Scholarship preference will be given to students pursuing an education in agriculture.
Interstate Telecom of Clear Lake presents the ITC Dean E. Anderson Scholarship of $700 to Abigail Westfall.
The ITC offers a $700 scholarship to high school seniors planning to attend a post-secondary institution located in Minnesota or South Dakota. The recipient must reside within the ITC service area. Scholarship is $700.
The Co-op Credit Union of Montevideo, Cambie Branch, awards a $500 scholarship to Hannah Grusing.
This is a $500 scholarship to be awarded to a graduating senior who plans to advance his or her education in any post-secondary institution. Applicants for the scholarship must be credit union members.
The Knights of Columbus Council, number 1108, would like to present a $500 scholarship to Abigail Zitzman.
Knights of Columbus Council 1108 awards a $500 scholarship to a Catholic student who emphasizes the principles of unity, charity, and patriotism. The Knights of Columbus Scholarship, $500.
Canby Farmers Grain presents a scholarship of $500 to Caden Hauschild.
Canby Farmers Grain Company recognizes the importance of agriculture to our community and its future with a $500 scholarship to a senior entering an ag program.
Trisha Gronoff, representing the Canby Rotary Club, awards two scholarships of $500 each to Courtney Anthony and Jaden Schmidt.
Two Rotary scholarships of $500 will be awarded to seniors based on their past record, scholastic ability, and leadership ability. The Rotary Foundation and local clubs invest in our future leaders by undergraduate and graduate study.
DeLon Clarkson, representing the Canby Lions Club, awards a $500 scholarship to Isabel Holzabus.
The Canby Lions Club Scholarship is an award of $500 given to a senior and is based on scholastic and leadership ability.
Lori Kaloff, representing the Midwest Cattlemen, presents a $500 scholarship to Carly Wallum.
The Midwest Cattlemen offer scholarships to youth who are involved in the organization who plan to pursue an agricultural major.
Doug and Mark Anderson will present the Anderson Tax Service Scholarships of $750 each to George Steffen and Joseph Steffen.
Anderson Tax Service provides income tax prep, accounting, bookkeeping, payroll services, sales tax prep, and much more in the Cambie and surrounding communities. They are proud to support Cambie kids.
Jacob and Lucas Derzinger will present the Dwayne Shalek Memorial Scholarship of $500, which is awarded to a CHS wrestler. This year's recipient is Cash Anthony.
Dwayne Shalek was a faithful supporter of the Cambie wrestling program throughout his life. He graduated from Cambie High School in 1962. He was the first wrestler from Cambie High School to compete in the Minnesota State High School Wrestling Tournament.
Crystal Schmidt will present the Benjamin Tubson Memorial Cambie Trap Team Scholarships of $500 each to Andrew Bach, Logan Hunt, Cooper Peshek, Jaden Schmidt, George Steffen, Cody Stahl, and Lucas Wisniewski.
The Benjamin Tubson Memorial Cambie Trap Team Scholarship is awarded to senior members of the Cambie Trap Shooting Team in memory of Benjamin Tubson. Each recipient receives $500.
Tobias Zitzman and Tim Haugen will present the Coach Reed Frazier Memorial Scholarship of $500 from the class of 1997 and the class of 2030 to the last group of girls basketball players Reed coached: Addison Dreesen, Bryn Cockleman, Emily Nelson, and Ella Tufson.
Reed Frazier was a girls basketball coach at Cambie High School for 15 years. He was a 1997 graduate of Cambie High School, and his son Tate will be in the graduating class of 2030. The 1997 graduates and the parents of the class of 2030 want to remember Reed with these scholarships to the last group of basketball girls Reed coached during his coaching career at Cambie High School. Reed passed away last year after a courageous battle of cancer.
Brian Zitzman, representing Catholic United Financial, will present three $300 scholarships to Andrew Bach, Olivia Cleveland, and Abigail Zitzman.
Catholic Aid Association is a 131-year-old fraternal benefit society. They work with Catholic churches to help support their education programs. A scholarship award is a one-time member benefit. While the average scholarship recipient is a recent high school graduate, Catholic United members of any age pursuing a degree, diploma, or certification can apply for the scholarship.
Mr. Ryan Nielsen will be presenting the next four scholarships. The Gary Givers present the Kindness Counts Scholarship of $500 each to Olivia Cleveland and Lucas Wisniewski.
The Gary Givers Kindness Count Scholarships are awarded to students who show kindness and inclusiveness. It must be students who make sure everyone around them feels included. The students who make room at the lunch table for another student to be able to sit, and in general are a good person to others at Cambie High School.
The Dave Hinch's Family Aviation Scholarship of $500 is awarded to Isaac Bullerud.
The Dave Hinch's Family Aviation Scholarship is awarded to a student entering the aviation field. Isaac Bullerud receives $500.
Hagg County Farm Credit Services awards a $500 scholarship to Cooper Peshek.
Hagg Country Farm Credit Services is a financial services cooperative that provides credit and financial management services to agricultural producers and agribusinesses. The Madison office awards a $500 scholarship.
The Our Savior's Lutheran Church Foundation Scholarship of $500 goes to Sophia Hansen.
The Our Savior's Lutheran Church Foundation is pleased to award a $500 scholarship to a member of Our Savior's Lutheran Church. This scholarship was created to support the educational goals of Our Savior's Lutheran students. Our Savior Lutheran is very proud of their youth, and we wish them the very best.
Melinda Jensen, representing the Peden Cole Gary American Legion Auxiliary, presents a $300 scholarship to Ella Tubson and a $100 thank you scholarship for a senior joining the military, which goes to Isaac Bolerud.
The Peden Cole Gary American Legion Auxiliary is proud to present a scholarship to a student who has a relative who was or is in the military. Students complete an essay on what they know about the American Legion and the auxiliary and how
Crystal Tubson, representing Canby for Kids, will present their $500 scholarship to Parker Balvin.
Canby for Kids is a nonprofit organization focused on making a difference in our youth throughout fun and engaging activities for the community youth. Canby for Kids provides
Mr. Perry Fink, representing the Canby High School Letter Persons Club, would like to award the following senior athletic scholarships of $300 each to Cash Anthony, Courtney Anthony, Isaac Bolerud, Dylan Christensen, Addison Dreesen, Isabel Holzebus, James Camreth, Bryn Cockleman, Emily Nelson, Carly Wallum.
Senior boys and girls are recognized for their participation in athletics. Winners are chosen based on the number of letters earned in their high school career, awards given them such as MVP and if they were a captain in a sport.
Mr. John Dessenville, FFA advisor, will present the Canby FFA Booster Club scholarships to Andrew Bach, Sophia Vogt, Betsy Daniels, Reese Sanow, Olivia Fuller, George Steffen, Joseph Steffen, and Lucas Wisniewski.
Scholarships are awarded to seniors who apply and who have demonstrated leadership and active participation in FFA. The FFA scholarships are sponsored by the FFA Boosters. They are awarded according to years involved in the Canby FFA program. John Dessenville, the FFA advisor, is giving the scholarships out.
Mrs. Tammy Peterson, the NHS advisor, presents the CH Canby High School National Honor Society scholarships to senior members. They are divided into two groups. The first group is Courtney Anthony, Isaac Bolerud, Olivia Cleveland, Kaylee Demmer, Addison Dreesen, Kelsey Eichens, Rana Ingismo, Hannah Grusing, Grace Hansen, Sophia Hansen, Alyssa Hoffman.
The National Honor Society scholarships are partially funded by the American Red Cross. Canby's National Honor Society holds two blood drives here at Canby High School every year, and NHS members also help at the hometown holidays events at the Santa Shopping Mall for Kids. Tammy Peterson, the NHS advisor, is presenting the scholarships.
The next group of recipients is Jaron Hausman, Isabel Holzebus, James Camrath, Bryn Cockleman, Emily Nelson, Cooper Peshek, Reese Sanow, Jaden Schmidt, Ella Tubson, and Carly Wallum.
Once again, the National Honor Society scholarships are partially funded by the American Red Cross. Canby's National Honor Society holds two blood drives at Canby High School every year, and NHS members also help at the hometown holidays events at the Santa Shopping Mall for Kids. And Mrs. Tammy Peterson, NHS advisor, is handing the scholarships to the second group.
John F. Kennedy is quoted as saying, "Let us think of education as the means of developing our greatest abilities, because in each of us there is a private hope and dream which, when fulfilled, can be translated into benefit for everyone and greater strength for our nation." This community has been a remarkable example of leadership and of giving to our students, and I do apologize for the length of the scholarships tonight, but that is so fun to do. Our investments here tonight is in our community and our country's greatest natural resource, our youth. Tonight, I am very proud and humbled to announce that this, and as a local community, we have given out $219,000 in local scholarships to the 130th graduating class of Canby High School. On behalf of the Canby Public Schools and the graduating class of 2026, we'd like to thank the organizations and the individuals who donated their time, their talents, and their treasures toward scholarships this year. Thank you for your support of our future.
Now the Canby Choir and Band will perform. The Canby High School Concert Band will play See You Again, and the Canby High School Concert Choir will sing Time of Your Life as they get set up here. Oh.
Would the candidates of the 130th graduating class of Camby High School please rise? As the candidates line up, I would like to take this opportunity to inform individuals that want to take pictures that the area between the chairs has been set up for you to take pictures right around in here. Please come forward to take pictures, and we ask that you be courteous to those behind you so that they may see also. The students comprising the 2026 graduating class of Camby High School have fulfilled the requirements set forth by the state of Minnesota and the Camby School Board. These candidates now have earned the right to receive their diplomas. As I read your name, would you please come forward to receive your diploma from Camby School Board members Mrs. Suzanne Fairchild, Mrs. Angela Lepke, and Mr. Nathan Thorpe. Noah Hunter Anthony.
Noah Anderson's parents are Amanda Anderson and Zachary Anderson. He plans to attend Lake Area Technical College in Watertown, South Dakota.
Cash Joseph Anthony.
Cash Anthony plans to attend Minnesota West Community and Technical College in Granite Falls and major in Powerline.
Courtney Dolores Anthony.
Courtney plans to attend Southwest Minnesota State University in Marshall and plans a major in psychology.
Andrew Paul Bach.
Andrew plans to attend Alexandria Community Technical College in Alexandria and plans to major in law enforcement.
Parker Douglas Balvin.
Parker plans to attend Lake Area Technical College in Watertown and plans to major in business and accounting.
Genevieve K. Butler.
Genevieve plans to attend South Dakota State University in Brookings and major in education and studio arts.
Isaac Neil Bullerud.
Isaac plans to attend the United States Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs and major in officer pilot.
Dylan Lee Christensen.
Dylan plans to attend the workforce after graduation.
Olivia Ray Cleveland.
Olivia plans to attend Lake Area Technical College in Watertown and major in surgical technician.
Elizabeth Lynn Daniels.
Elizabeth plans to attend Ridgewater Technical College in Wilmer and plans to major in vet technician.
Kaylee Joe Demmer.
Kaylee will be attending North Dakota State University in Fargo and major in biology.
Jordan James DePestel.
Jordan plans to join the workforce.
Addison Ray Dreesen.
Addison will be attending South Dakota State University in Brookings and major in elementary education.
Sierra June Dice.
Sierra plans to attend Lake Area Technical College in Watertown and major in nursing.
Kelsey Ray Eichens.
Kelsey plans to attend South Dakota State University in Brookings and major in elementary education.
Trayton McCoy Eichens.
Trayton plans to join the workforce.
You can come further forward if you want. We'll take anybody. Rana Jean Engismo.
Rana plans to attend the University of Minnesota in Minneapolis and major in business and accounting.
Levi James Fairchild.
Levi plans to attend Minnesota West Community and Technical College in Pipestone and major in carpentry.
Olivia Ann Fuller.
Olivia will be attending North Dakota State College of Science in Wahpeton, North Dakota, and major in agricultural or architectural modeling.
Rainer Donald German.
Rainer plans to join the workforce.
Harper Jean Grunoff.
Harper will be attending Ridgewater Technical College in Wilmer and major in vet technician.
Hannah Jane Grusing.
Hannah will be attending South Dakota State University in Brookings and major in civil engineering.
Grace LaVon Hansen.
Grace is attending Lake Area Technical College in Watertown, major in business.
Sophia Grace Hansen.
Sophia will be at Minnesota State University in Moorhead and major in biology and pre-pharmacy.
Caden Reed Hochschild.
Caden will be at Lake Area Technical College in Watertown and major in egg production.
Isaac Leland Owen Herbaugh.
Isaac plans to join the workforce.
Alyssa Lorraine Hoffman.
Alyssa will be attending South Dakota State University in Brookings and major in psychology.
Casey Stewart Hoyland.
Casey will be attending Lake Area Technical College in Watertown and major in medical lab technician.
Jaron Elise Hausman.
Jaron will be at the University of South Dakota in Vermilion, major in political science and law.
Isabel Sarah Holzabus.
Isabel will be at South Dakota State University in Brookings and major in exercise science and human biology.
Logan Michael Hunt.
Logan will be at Lake Area Technical College in Watertown, plans to major in cyber security.
James Randall Camrath.
He plans to join the workforce. South Dakota State University of Mines and Technology.
Elizabeth Arlene Camrath.
Elizabeth plans to join the workforce. James Camrath at South Dakota School of Mines and Technology in Rapid City.
Bryn Rose Cockleman.
Bryn will be attending a Southeast Technical College in Sioux Falls and major in vet technician.
Nayeli Linda Maldonado.
Nayeli plans Ridgewater Technical College in Wilmer and major in photography and design.
Keith Lewis Miller.
Keith will join the workforce.
Emily Marie Nelson.
Emily will be at Dakota State University in Madison, South Dakota, and major in business.
Joelle Marie Otto.
Joelle will be at Lake Area Technical College in Watertown, plans to major in nursing.
Cooper Michael Peshek.
Cooper will be at Alexander Community and Technical College in Alexander and major in diesel mechanics.
Carter Michael Potts.
Carter will be at Minnesota West Community Technical College in Canby and major in diesel mechanics.
Desmond Raziel Reppy.
Desmond will be at Minnesota West Community and Technical College in Canby and major in electrician.
Reese Lillian Sanow.
Reese will be at South Dakota State University in Brookings and plans to major in nursing.
Jaden Jay Schmidt.
Jaden will be at Lake Area Technical College in Watertown and major in nursing.
Jace Joseph Sigler.
Jace will be at Alexander Community Technical College and major in power sports and marine.
George Robert Steffen.
George will be at Lake Area Technical College in Watertown, major in diesel mechanics.
Joseph Ingvold Steffen.
Joseph will be at Lake Area Technical College in Watertown, South Dakota, plans to major in law enforcement.
Cody Nicholas Stoll.
Cody will be at Minnesota West Community and Technical College in Granite Falls and major in power line.
Ella K. Tubson.
Ella is attending South Dakota State University in Brookings and plans to major in pharmacy.
Hayden Ryan Tubson.
Hayden plans to join the workforce.
Amaya K. Verhels.
Amaya will be attending Southwest Minnesota State University in Marshall and plans to major in pre-vet.
Sophia Rose Vogt.
Sophia will be at SDSU in Brookings and plans to major in agronomy.
Abigail Sophia Westfall.
Abigail will be at Lake Area Technical College in Watertown and plans to major in surgical technician.
Lucas Paul Wisniewski.
Lucas will be at Lake Area Technical College in Watertown, plans to major in auto technician.
Carly Ann Wallum.
Carly's attending College of St. Benedict and St. Joseph, plans to major in business.
Abigail Minette Zitzman.
Abigail will be attending Lake Area Technical College in Watertown, plans to major in cosmetology.
Really? Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you Camby's High School Class of 2026.
Thanks for joining us for our coverage of the commencement exercises from Canby, Minnesota this evening. Brought to you by A New Leaf and Floral, American Family Insurance, and Hall Plumbing, Canby Chamber of Commerce, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Canby Drug and Gifts, Canby Farmers Grain, Canby Meat Center, Cleveland Chevrolet, Cliff Wiesman Trucking, Doug Service and Marine. Our graduation coverage brought to you by Farmward Cooperative, First Security Bank, Helena Agra, Hero Sports Bar and Grill, Independent Oil Company, Jim's Market, K&M Auto Wash, Cadet's Chiropractic, Cornerstone Cravings and Bakery, Mortgage Capital, Nemitz Insurance, Olson Sanitation. Our coverage of the Canby Commencement Exercises also brought to you by Penka Insurance Agency, P.K. Egan's, Rangard Electric, SMI and Hydraulics, Southwest Insurance, State Farm, Tony Arata, Sturdivant of Canby, and Haugen Insurance Agency.
It's 812 at Q92.